Good afternoon and good evening, wherever you may be listening. It's the very latest edition of the official Corian FC podcast. We're about five games, I think it is, into the new season, if my memory serves me correct. But this week, there's only one show in town, and to be fair, that's literally the showgrounds. Corian returned home to play a first game, and I don't know how long. I'm sure the guys that are coming on the show will let me know. I mean, I can't even remember the last game that was played at the showgrounds. I think we had long evenings and light evenings the last time I remember a game there. So we'll introduce our guests and we'll have a little chat about the weekend and what may lie in store. So as ever, I'm joined by Jonathan McNabb. Johnny, how are you?
Yep, all good, Dee, all good. Good result last Saturday. Thought we played really, really well against Linfield, and obviously, we deserved the goal. I think even David Healy said that we deserved at least some for our effort. So, busy week ahead, obviously, with the return to the showgrounds and the new pitch and everything else. So, looking forward to it.
Yes, you're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure if the next guy coming on is looking forward to it. I think he's got a few sleepless nights in store. We're talking to Corian Football Club Chairman Colin McKendry. Colin, we're recording this on the Wednesday evening. Yes, it is. And I'm just wondering, how's things progressing up at the showgrounds?
Thanks for having me, guys. Probably not as well as I would have liked at this stage. However, I'm confident that we'll be on time. I know I've just left and the guys are still there. Pitch is going great. It's the peripheral works around it that are probably causing us a little bit of concern at this moment in time, but I'm confident we have the right people there that will make sure that we're ready for Saturday, Damien.
Yeah, I mean, I was up there recently, and I mean, there's still plenty of work going on. I think, just take us back, I suppose, a little bit at the start, Colin. I mean, what was the idea and what was the thinking behind it? Obviously, the pitch was a part of it, but then there was a decision then to as an upgrade the changing rooms. Was that, and when was that decision made, and why was that decision made, Colin?
Well, the decision was made fairly soon after we said we would do the pitch, because what we said, we spoke to Oran, and obviously, well, I can only go in my time there, and there has been no refurbishment done to any part of the changing facilities. And they are outdated. There is absolutely no doubting that. So we said, look here, if we're putting the pitch down, can we set aside a budget? And I'll come on to that later. I'll mention the people who are actually funding that. We decided, right, okay, but the person we have to get in here to do this is Oran. So Oran has been meticulous in his, as you guys will probably know, Oran's meticulous in everything he does. And his attention to detail. So he's had a very, very close, association with Stanley, who is the project manager who is doing it, and he's at hand in everything. So we made that decision to try and do it at the same time as we're doing the pitch, simply because give the people something to look forward to. It's a new era. We want to make the players and the staff feel welcome in a nice and friendly new environment, Damien. And that's basically why we've done it. And yes, it hasn't probably gone according to plan with supply issues, probably more than anything. And I'm very confident we'll get there. And I've just, as I said earlier, left Stanley, and Stanley has given me a reassurance that we'll meet the target for Friday and Saturday morning.
I know, it's cutting it fine, I suppose, but it's all hands to the pump, I suppose, at this stage. And you say that you're confident that come, I suppose, Saturday lunchtime, that things will be good to go.
I sincerely hope so, Damien. Yes, and look, it's like anything, and it's like bar fit-out work. It's like any fit-out jobs. You usually run them right to the 11th hour, and you rely on the people to pull it all together and hopefully join up all the dots. And we've got, like, I mean, the people that are in there working are, like, they're punching the hours in, and I take my hat off to them. And due to supply issues on certain materials, it has set us back. If you were asking me now, should we have taken it on probably where I'm sitting at earlier on today, I would have said, Damien, no way. We should have stuck to doing the pitch, and we'll do that another time. We'll do that next year. But listen, we're nearly through it now, so hopefully it all comes together. I've no doubt it will.
I know. Well, I'm in the process of getting a new kitchen in, so I can empathise exactly with what you're saying. I thought it was a simple case of getting a kitchen, putting it in, but I didn't realise that you needed you did need a plumber, electrician, et cetera, and they all have to come in after one another. So I can understand there what you're saying. But and it's funny you mentioned about Oran, because Johnny, I mean, Oran on Saturday, you had asked him about returning to the Showgrounds, and he came out with a good line, didn't he?
Yeah, he compared himself to Kevin McLeod from Grand Designs. he was telling us he's been fighting with all the architects and designers and everything, but that's Oran. I think when Oran gets involved with something, he just totally immerses himself in it, and his attention to detail. Like, I always bring this up, but we were over in Bosnia, me and Aaron were allowed in the team meeting for the match over there, and Oran's attention to detail is absolutely incredible. I came out of that stunned with the stuff that he knew about that team, just with his own preparation and preparation from other people that he knew. So it doesn't surprise me. And Oran made another great statement as well. And Colin will back us up. Like, we only have one chance to do this right. And if you are going to do it right, you might as well do the best that you can. And I was down at the Showgrounds on Tuesday, and there's a lot of guys around. There's Ali, there's Clement, there's Hatcher. There's so many different people in terms of all different aspects. So, yep, I know everyone's pulling together to get it done, and I'm sure they'll do a great job.
And no harm to Oran. He must be a glutton for punishment. He's got that going. He's got the house going. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, he's got his hands full there, and two kids as well. So and
a job.
And a lot of kids at the Showgrounds to look after two or three nights a week as well. So
I didn't. I'm glad you said that.
But no, he's good. He's doing it, and we'll hopefully look. It's not. We'll not get everything done. We said I get done. Simply because of the time frame and the supply issues that I've already alluded to. But we will phase it. There's another phase coming along where the tunnel area, where we're blocking or building a wall there, putting a door, that is, and roofing that area, and then sheeting it out and putting the likes of the 2003 Cup winning team, the 74 league winning, or and the League Cup team, and the Irish Cup team, putting graphics on the internal of that and lightening it up, so that it becomes the players' domain and Oran's domain, the first team's domain. And they have the home team changing room where they lock it up, and they have the gym, and they have the sauna, and it all becomes there, and the medical room, which is now just moved across the tunnel area. So everything will all be within that area, and nobody will have access to that other than the people who are allowed to have access to it. And which means it is their little castle in there. So listen, it's good, and hopefully we can get that done. But that we will not get that done prior to Saturday, and that will be the next phase. And there's other phases that we've secured funding for as well that we hopefully will be rolling out very soon as well.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the most important thing and the immediate aim is just to get the changing room area done. The other bits that you're talking about, they can follow on in a phased way, as you say. But it's funny as well, you mentioned about the players and their domain, and I guess it's a reflection almost of the times that we're living in now, that, you know, you look at the other clubs, maybe the full-time clubs, and what the players grew accustomed to, and I suppose to keep the players happy, those people that you were talking about earlier, you have to keep them happy, don't you? You have to give them their little comforts and just keep them sweet.
Well, I believe that we are doing that, Damien. I think we have, it's a long time since we have invested or been able to invest in the ground. It's a significant amount of money. We have taken very, very big decisions here to spend a lot of money doing what we're doing, and it's now about controlling it, giving people updated facilities, gym facilities, sauna facilities, changing facilities, And this is all about us trying to do the best for what we have, showing the younger lads that's coming about to say, well, look what the first team do. Look what we get when we get there. You know, you talk about, look at PK. PK can talk to his mates. The mates are in the 18s, 20s and whatever. And they'll all want to, well, you know what, I want to be part of that. And if we can give them new updated facilities, hopefully we get reward for that there, because everyone within the club can see that here the board are trying to do this for everyone. They're trying to help people here and to do it. And as I said earlier, I would come on to it. The people who are doing this, we're indebted to our sponsors and we're indebted to our owners, because our owners, i.e. the Friends of Corain, are substantially funding the changing room area upgrade, and we're grateful to them. We're really grateful to them, because this comes sort of out of the blue to us. We made a request to them to see if they could help us, as we have done to the Spirit of 74, there's a new screen up there today, a big new screen, who have funded that. Garvin Kilrair funding the goalposts. We have Ballymoney funding the corner flags. So everybody's buying into this, which I think is fantastic. And if we can bring, you know, just show that we are actually doing something, bring people in and say, look, this is what it is. It's not going to be the National Stadium. And we have to be realistic with our aspirations and what we can do with the finances we have. And I think we're doing a very good job. Time is against us just at this moment in time. We would like to have it all done prior to Saturday, but it's not going to happen, and we will do it over the coming weeks ahead.
Johnny, I mean, you can't fault the club for their ambition there, and I think, you know, we go around at the various clubs in the Irish League, and it's probably fair to say that across the board, standards have risen, and I suppose Corain and the board, as Colin has alluded to, and the sports clubs and sponsors are all to be commended in showing that ambition to try to improve things at the showgrounds.
Yeah, of course, you look across the league, and, you know, Seaview's a prime example. Crusaders, obviously, with the 4G pitch and the stands, and, you know, Cliftonville put down a new 4G carpet there this summer as well. And obviously, you only have to look at Larne and the facilities they're offering. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that the stand behind the net where Corain run a couple of weeks ago, it looks fantastic, and it's brilliant for Irish League football. And it improves the product as a whole. And I think whenever the stadium funding's released, or if it ever is released, and I'm sure we'll ask Colin about that later, it will actually encourage fans of all ages to come across, and families, and to make a day out of it as well. And I know the club are trying that as well, as a social club and stuff being open early, and live football and live music. So I'm dying to take it back, and it's going to be class looking at it. It's going to be great seeing a 3G pitch. No running down the hill for the second half and the real end. But yeah, credit to the club, because how many times have you heard, oh, Corain will do this, and they've said they're going to do that and not follow through with it. But no, they've definitely put their money where their mouth is, and it's going to be fantastic to see.
Aye, and to be fair, it is, excuse me, it is difficult, because you mentioned Larne, and to be fair, Larne have a benefactor of Kenny Bruce there, who's quite evidently putting in some of his money in to help the club, and Glenn Torn maybe have an investment there as well, and the likes of Linfield and National Stadium, you know, and it is difficult, isn't it? You know, Corain don't have a major investor, and it's not the National Stadium, as Colin said, and you have to sort of cut your cloth accordingly as well.
Yeah, obviously. You nail on the head, and it's going to actually means a wee bit more, I think, for us, because we do have a big benefactor. We've used our resources that we've earned to put that back in the pitch rather than using the pot from somebody, say, a Kenny Bruce, for example. So, as Colin said, that everything's not going to be ready for Saturday, and hopefully the fans can have a bit of patience. I think our next home game is the 8th, Friday the 8th against Glenavon after that, so that gives a good window of time to get the extras done. And, you know, I seen the screen on Tuesday. It's going to be a fantastic job, and you get the pictures of players and all the logos and interviews and stuff like that, and the change rooms and everyone else. So it's exciting times to be involved with Corain.
Yeah, and the pitch, have you seen the pitch, or have you been on it, Jonathan?
Yeah, I was on it on, I think it was Monday before the gym class, and whoa, because I think it was just sand, but I think whenever or I think there's no, I think I can't mind, but I was like a wobbly, and then I went on Tuesday night and it was perfect, and I think they're just getting the balls and stuff down on me, the little black balls on it. So yeah, it's gonna be weird seeing the pitch on Friday night, obviously for the fans game, and then seeing Corian on it on the Saturday. It's gonna be different, but it's a surface that we've always played well on, and we've always had a good result up at Cliftonville and Crusaders. So yeah, hopefully that can help us kick on.
Yeah, and Colin, I mean, it really is the start of a new era, isn't it? I mean, for as long as any of us guys can remember, we've been going to the matches, and it's been the pitch there. And to be fair, it's served Corian well over the years, and on some occasions it was a bit of an advantage to Corian, some of the games that they played. It's a new era, the 4G pitch. A lot of teams are familiar with it now. Do you think, in some ways, that maybe Corian have lost that little bit of an advantage that the old pitch perhaps give them?
Excuse me. No, Damien, yeah. I understand what you're saying, but I think for us, and I mean us as a league, not necessarily as a football club, but as a league, we've got to look at the overall league. We've got to raise standards. We want to keep children here, young players here for as long as we can. We've got to give facilities to players. We can't accept thirds. Rate standards to young lads now coming through. We're in a competition here with Larne, as you state, and you've got Glentoran, Crusaders, Linfield. The facilities that they can offer the next budding young lad that's coming out of Coleraine, what's our unique selling point to them? Well, we've got to try to say, look what we're doing. We're putting down our facilities. We're putting our 3G pitch. We are looking to, there are other things in the background, like scholarship programs and linking with the NRC, with this type of thing, which is going to take a little bit more of a time. We are then going to have to look at also the back pitch, the community side of it, of which is all part of the bigger plan, which we have over the coming years ahead. But to lose the pitch, for me, Damon, you know yourself, we've watched the pitch deteriorate year on year on year. Oran at one stage had no choice, and I mean no choice, but to train on the senior pitch. Now, that's quite a number of years ago. And this is not being disrespectful to any grounds person or anyone at all that's anything to do with it. There's no way in the world. We basically had a field that we rolled and cut and marked it out. It was never a proper, now great sandy surface, don't get me wrong, but we never had the finances to lift it up, relay it and so forth, which took a lot of money. So we have to go this way. And I know I was asked that question by Mr. Bigham this week. And I said, look, there was a time he asked me about the pitch and would we lose a bit of what we had? And I said, no, I don't think we will. I think we'll adapt to these surfaces. Anywhere we went, we've played very well on. We now have a different type of player that can play or confident on the ball. But he asked me about the pitch and I said, well, like, to be brutally honest with you, there was times of the year I was absolutely embarrassed about the pitch to have teams going out on it. And you were there, guys, yourself. And now we're in this position where we have a very modern pitch with everything that goes with it. So, you know, we can say, yeah, this is where we're at. So hopefully, Damien, we the last two or three years now, we've been very good in that old pitch. So I have to, I can't say too much about it, but listen, that's the way things are going. We've got to look at it. We've got to try and bring the community in. We've got to get our 20s, 18s, 16s playing at home. We've got to get our young lads and girls playing on this type of pitch because it is the way forward. We don't have the finances to put down a hybrid pitch because of what's involved in that and play on it once every so often. This is a community club. We're going to have to open up to the community after a period of time.
And it saves having to go elsewhere to do the likes of the training, etc. as well, doesn't it? I mean, I think one of Oran's key ambitions was to have everything based at the showgrounds, so that they didn't have to go away to, no disrespect, the university was very good to Corian over the years in terms of training facilities. But I can understand Oran wanting the players to arrive at the showgrounds, to train at the showgrounds as a hub. And that enables that new pitch.
Absolutely. And this didn't happen overnight, Damien, the thinking of that, because Oran and I, I think it maybe in his first, second year, whatever it was, stood in the pitch. The pitch was one of them really, really bad nights or Saturdays. And like, I mean, it was really bad and it was all cut up everywhere. And we talked about, would it not be great to have a 3G? Oh, wow, what would it be like? And all this here, we were looking at Crusaders with envy. We were looking at Liverpool with envy and everybody. And we were saying, wow, we would love a 3G. How can we do it? And we looked at different models. We looked at how we could do it. And fortune favours the brave. Oren took us into Europe, was brave in his tactics and got us through a few rounds, got the money there. And as it so happened, we turned around there the other day. We were out on, I think it's Saturday morning, actually, Oren and myself. And I think the words were, well, you remember that conversation? Did you ever think you would see it, sort of thing? And to be honest with you, I didn't. I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm an eternal optimist, believe it or not, but at that stage when we were sitting there, we were struggling, David, as you know yourself. We were in the lower reaches of the league and we weren't doing well, and I couldn't see that at that stage. I could see lots of young players coming through, but I couldn't see us with the facility we've now been fortunate enough to put down at the showgrounds, and also the plans that we have going forward as well. So yeah, it's great to see it. I have to say it'll be a proud moment as and when the team takes to the pitch, and for everybody, you know.
You see, you didn't reckon you had Kevin McLeod on your team at that stage, did you? But you know, having the pitch and the change of pitch, I think you referenced it, Colin, about the pitch has been good to us because Korean have had a good home record in the last God knows how many numbers of years. And Johnny, Oren had mentioned again on Saturday about wanting the fans to come back in their droves and making it fortress showgrounds. And I think a pitch is only one element of it. And Oren likes the showgrounds as a small Irish league ground. And when it's packed, he says it really helps the players. And I mean, that's something that you've experienced, that I've experienced, Colin's experienced. And do you anticipate it'll be the same this weekend? I mean, you're involved in the media side, I mean, and season ticket sales, etc. Can you give us an indication of what sort of a crowd can we expect this weekend?
Yeah, I had figures, obviously, this is Wednesday night, so we'll be going out tomorrow. But the last figures I had, there was over 750 season tickets sold, which was our record. And I think there's been several hundred individual tickets sold as well. And then Ballymena, they played in the Shade last night, so they'll start the pushing for Saturday as well. So it's hard to know what a number, but as you said, the numbers, the season ticket number sales have been fantastic, and that's testament to everyone at the club for the performances on the pitch the last few years. And the atmosphere on Saturday was brilliant. You know, us three, we would have been to matches last season, and you'd have scored a goal, and you'd have heard a pin drop.
But you would have heard you shouting.
You'd have heard me. I go mad, and then
I'm Colin. Come to think of it,
does Colin make any noise at a match? Does he? but no. Like when Connor scored on Saturday, to hear the roar, and it was right at the Korean fans as well. It's fantastic, and that's what it's in for. And you see him as Linfield as well. I thought their fans were brilliant on Saturday over in the North Stand, and I'm sure Ballymena, they won the League Cup there. Last week, got a good draw against Glenavon on Saturday and won there midweek. So they'll have a wee bit of confidence as well. They signed a new striker. So it's been a good atmosphere. First game at home in the new pitch. We haven't had a game at home since the 25th of May. So the fans will be up for it.
Just on the tickets, right? You mentioned the season tickets, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what is the situation if, for example, I was a punter wanting to rock up there on Saturday to go and say watch the match? Say I took a notion on Saturday morning and wanted to go and watch a match. What in that scenario, Johnny, how would these things work? Do we have to buy tickets prior to the game, or what way does that work? Can you explain it?
The handiest thing would be buying the tickets online and going there. It's easy. You go online, you literally go coinfc.com/ticketing. You buy your ticket and you have a barcode. You simply go in and just scan your barcode. It's as easy as that there. It takes 2 minutes. I think the club are going to have a ticket booth there on Saturday as well, which is to be confirmed. There'll probably be more plans at Colin maybe knows, but that's the two that I've heard online, and then a ticket booth for those who need the extra bit of help on the Saturday. So.
And, you know, fans of all clubs don't particularly like change and things like that. But that does seem to be commonplace now. If you go to any match, even I think Korean fans having to go away to the games in Linfield, etc., have to pre-purchase tickets as well. So it's not just a thing for Korean, is it?
No, you had to buy tickets for Dungannon. We've had to buy tickets for Linfield. I think Glenavon have a ticketing system in as well, as do Crusaders. So, yeah, that's the way the league's going. It's handy. So, because I got one for my dad, and he's got a barcode saving his phone. So he just goes, he doesn't even need the season ticket card. He can just go up with the barcode and just scan it. It's like going to a shop or whatever using your card and your mobile. So, yeah, that's the way just the technology's going, and it's handy, and you have it at the touch of a button.
And as ever, there's always plenty of advice on the Korean website and socials and stuff as well, just to help guide anybody that has a problem.
Yeah, we plan to knock something out. Obviously, this podcast was released on Thursday, so we plan to knock something out Thursday night, just for an extra bit of guidance. But yeah, everything's online. They buy tickets for the match on Saturday and for the season tickets as well.
Colin, you mentioned that about the away games. I think 5 away games in a row for Korean. How much are you looking? I mean, you probably enjoy going away to the away games as a day out as well. But I mean, how much different will your day be on Saturday, given you're going to be at home for the first time?
It'll be different, especially this week, because this is like the start of our season, so to speak, David. You know, and the start of every season, you've got tickets, you've got who's looking after that, who's doing this, who's responsible for that. You've got shop sales, you've got stewarding, you've got all the CCTV, you've got the bars and everything else. It's just like starting in the new again this weekend. So there'll be a lot of organisation that has to take place. Add into that the new facility and also the new changing rooms and so forth, and making sure they're ready and so forth. It'll be a busy Saturday morning before the game, and then getting everything in place ready to roll. So yes, looking forward to it, Damien. You couldn't have a better game to start with. Ballymena coming down, you know, they haven't started indifferently is probably the best way of putting it. David will come in, he'll be saying, look, let's spoil the party. his team talks very easy on Saturday. Orange will be completely different, and let's show the fans what they've been missing, so to speak, or words to that effect, you know. But we want to showcase Korean Showgrounds. We realise what it is, Damien. We know, we realise where we are, the age of the ground and so forth. We want to show people we've been working exceptionally hard to ensure that people are coming into decent facilities now, and we just want to make sure Saturday morning we'll all be in, leading up to it, we'll all be about ensuring everything as best we possibly can. Will it all go right? The likelihood is there is always something that we've overlooked or something has reminded us about. And we'll take that on board and make sure it's ready for the next home game against Glenavon.
Yes, given all you've said, Colin, like, the away game sounds a lot easier. You just get the in the motor and you go and watch a game of football.
A lot easier for me, I can assure you, David. I enjoy my days away now, and I love going to away grounds, and easier. You know, you don't have the pressure of ensuring that the gates, and you don't have the pressure of ensuring that everybody's doing what they're doing. Because to be honest with you, you turn up on a Saturday, and it amazes me. It really amazes me, because the planning that goes in behind the scenes, you're always saying, what if, what if, what if? But it usually all comes together. You get the gate guys who come along and they just turn up. You get the stewards who do their bit. You get, and the media get, everything just seems to come together from what, that's the way it's always done, so to speak, you know. So it's good, and I'm looking forward to it from that perspective, getting back to home, bringing a big crowd, hopefully get the result, seeing how the pitch plays. Now, just on that there, the pitch, we haven't been able actually to get the irrigation system operational due to supply issues as well, coming from the mainland to do with the pumps, or not to do with the pumps, to do with the tank and so forth. So hopefully we'll have that ready as well, so we'll get the water onto it, because it would have been nice to showcase that as well. But It'll be interesting, Jamie, and I can't wait till Saturday, to be honest.
All good time. And Johnny, I think, you know, Colin mentioned a lot of people, the volunteers and the stewards and whatever, but I suppose the most important people in all this are the players. And I mean, do you think the first home game, will there be a bit of nerves, a bit of tension among the players and staff playing their first game at home?
I think if they don't have any nerves, they'd have something wrong with them, because it's a big game. And obviously you're coming back in front of your home crowd and you haven't played there since the end of May. And I think we started the season quite well in terms of performances. We probably should have more points. I think we definitely deserve something at Larne. Cliftonville, it was either hit or miss there, to be honest. But yes, look, if they don't have any nerves, they wouldn't be human. And it's just going to be great to get back and try and kick on and with a great home form. Home form has been fantastic in recent years, as Colin said. And Ballymena will be no. I can't remember an easy game against Ballymena with DJ as manager. As Colin said, rightly said, he'll want to come down and prove a point and spoil our party, so to speak, as well. But it's exciting times for the players as well. They know where they go on a Tuesday and a Thursday night for training. They've got a sauna there. They've got a gym there. They can bring an exercise bike out and watch the boys train if they're hurt. And it's a real hub for all, and they prepare for a match from them. And it's exactly, they couldn't have asked for anything more from the club's point of view.
Yeah, and they obviously must be confident as well. I mean, is it unbeaten in four, would I be right in thinking? Three league games and a League Cup game, I think. Confidence is obviously high, and competition for places too, Johnny, is quite strong, because made some changes in the Cup win against Bangor, then changed it up again for Linfield. But the thing that's impressive to me is that with the personnel that Oran has at his disposal, he can flip things. He likes to talk about flipping the system, and he can change systems from game to game. And not only that, he can almost change systems mid-game as well. And I mean, that if you have that and a group of players, that's a massive thing, that a massive positive to have.
100%. I'm actually going to sound like Oran here, but I can see why Oran likes a smaller squad, because he's got players there who are fit and raring to go. And Oran says this all the time, but that's why, like, having players like George Carson and Ronan Wilson are so versatile for him, where they can go into a back four, like you can play them in a back three, where they're wing backs. They really count as about two or three players. So, yeah, the competition for places is mad. Obviously, there's no Skinner there on Saturday, no Curtis Allen, no James McLaughlin. You say them three players and you just think goals automatically. So, and we are still scoring a lot of goals as well in the last three or four games. So, yep, it's exciting times, and it's just about keeping everyone fit. And even, for example, like Garth McCormick, he hasn't played a minute of football this season either, and he'll be coming back in. So, and Adam Mullen is like a new signing as well. Adam must be the most underrated player in the league. Centre half, he just reads the game so well. So, yep, he's plenty of competition for places and plenty of quality as well.
And I think, you know, just on the fact that we're at home and not all fans get to away games. I mean, Korean have a good sizable away support and have been well supported in the game so far. But I think people who haven't been to the games yet are in for a bit of a treat when they see like Conor McKendry, who's really made an impression. He's only joined the club in the summer from Larne as part of the deal that's seen Ben Doherty go the opposite direction. So, like, what we've seen from Conor so far hints at a very bright future in the blue and white.
Yeah, of course. And you can see why Oran made him his number one target. Obviously, when the Ben deal was happening, we played Larne away the last game of the season. And I'm sure Lyndon won't mind me saying this, but that's probably the toughest game I've seen Lyndon have. And a Korean shirt for quite a while. So, Conor's been fantastic. He's weighing in with goals. And you can tell with the more games that he gets, the more confidence to his game. So, yep, I've been mightily impressed with him. But the same stretch, you know, Rodney Brown's come in and played every minute. Played left wing back in the cup game as well. And he seems to be getting a good partnership going with Stevie O'Donnell, and Cahir Freely starting to weigh in with the goals as well. So that can only bode well moving forward. And Patrick Kelly, we seem to mention him every week. But he's going to be a fantastic footballer. You can just tell, and how he removes about the pitch, as Oran said last week, and get, he's not feared. And funny, we were chatting, remember, after the Bangor game, and Lyndon was giving him a bit of grief because he hasn't scored yet. Poor guy's only 16, and he was getting hammered on the way home, apparently, by them boys. No, look, they've fantastic squad there, full of quality players, and long may it continue.
Yeah, and Colin, you know, Johnny mentioned about the Oran making sure that they got Conor McKendry, and I think you were probably part of those discussions as well, and you would have been keen to get Conor, and you can see why now, because he brings something different to the party almost, doesn't he?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, Johnny's already spoken about it. We played them that last game, I think it was, and Lyndon would tell you, and it's always a good gauge of ask the player who's played against him what type of player. The young lad has a great future, and one of the things I did say to him, and I wasn't being disrespectful to Larn in any form or fashion, was the lad came back from Ipswich. He has always aspirations, of which rightly so, to go back to mainland UK again to play football. And I said, you've come to the best club. You've come to the club that can help you go back there. And I referred to Gareth McCauley and Eunan O'Kane. And I told him about it. And I said, look, you'll play. That's one thing that Oran has told you and your dad. You're coming here. You're not coming to play to sit on the bench. You're coming to play. And playing will make you confident, will make you a better player. And you've come to the manager who will give you confidence, who will help you. And then the rest is up to you to ensure that you get that back across the water. So when we did see him, it was a big part of it that when Oran speaks to players like that there, he gives them confidence and is able to speak to the dad. And his dad was very impressed with what Oran had for the young fella going forward. And listen, Saturday he proved how good he is. Like, I mean, I think if you see just prior to that, he takes it from his left, he switches it from his left and hits it with his right. And I'm wondering, what foot is he actually here? You know, and I believe he's equally as good in either foot. So look, he's a great prospect. One thing about him, he's youthful, he will learn. And the one thing I think Oran had said to you guys after the game and the media was he had four or five where he probably or possibly should have passed it. But the one thing about it, he kept going and had the nerve to go again, take that shot. And listen, Chris Johns is no slouch. And Chris was well beaten by it. So look, he's a great prospect with Corey. I'm very impressed with him. I saw him in two games, and the two games prior to coming to yourselves, when the Ben deal was being done, it was the player that we wanted to come the other way. And there was no we were clear about it. But the only thing about it, somebody mentioned to me whenever that was happening or after it was, not another McKendry coming to Coleraine. Is there not enough McKendrys at Coleraine? Someone likely said.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but yeah. But people were asking me, oh, is that him to do with Colin, the chairman? I'm like, no. just the same name. But listen, he's done well, but we'll not get too carried away. No. We're only a couple of games in, and, you know, he can only be as good as the squad and the team that he's with as well. And we'll not single anyone Absolutely. Out because it is a team game, and it's a squad game more than a team game now. So we'll not big him up just too much just yet, you know. So well, guys, we're looking ahead. We just sort of referenced the Ballymena. Colm, you'd be confident on Saturday given everything that's gone. I mean, you mentioned Ballymena struggling a little bit, difficult opponents, but we would all dearly love 3 points on Saturday, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Look, I think we've got to be confident every game we go into. When I look at our squad, you know, 1-11, regardless of what way Oran rotates the squad or who he plays and whatever different formation he chooses, the squad that we have, I think, is as good as any squad in the Irish League, albeit we're not as big as any squad when you consider Glentoran and Larne and Limpid. But I think we've got to be confident in every game. And the games that I saw this year, now I didn't see the Bangor game, but the games that I did see this year against Larne, Johnny has already spoken about it there. I thought we should have got something. I thought we were very good. I think it's as good a performance as we've had against Larne. I saw us going up there, and I spoke to their chairman, Gareth, afterwards, and I said, like, Gareth, Monday night, I saw you practically in tears when I'm leaving here with games you probably should have won. I says, look, I can't take that away from you tonight. 4-2 probably flatters you a little, but you know, some you win, some you lose, and I think we should have got something out of the game. Cluttonville, I don't think we should get anything out of it, to be honest. We played well for spells, and the other games as well, Coleraine have been good. So we have to be confident going into Saturday. You know, the players after the Limfield, I thought it was a brilliant game of football on Saturday by two very good teams, very well managed, and the tactics, you know, you look across the water, you look at Scotland, you know, that game's in Scotland, that game's getting talked about quite a bit, I can tell you, because the tactics were superb and played on a very good surface by two very good teams. So, yeah, let's give it a go, Damon.
No, I agree with that assessment. I couldn't believe it when I was reading some forums or social media on Saturday evening, and people were saying it wasn't a great game of football, a Linfield Coleraine game. And I was thinking to myself, had I watched the same game? Because to me, I thought it was two evenly matched teams, both well-drilled, well-organized, and played good football, two really good managers, and there was nothing between the two teams. I thought it was a great game of football, and I think deserving a point apiece, and the goal that Coleraine scored to equalise was fitting, I thought, as well. Johnny, I mean, Ballymena, I'm just looking at the table, three games, they've only played the two less than Coleraine, but 1 point, not a great start, is it?
No, but it's probably was like the case where they played a game and had a couple off, obviously the international games, and hard to get into the stride, but I think they'll take a lot of confidence from the last three games, as I mentioned earlier. They were 2-1 down against Anna, and potential banana skin there, but came back and beat them. A last-minute equaliser, obviously, against Glenavon, and then beating the Welders in the Shield. So, a wee bit of confidence there as well. Obviously, losing Josh Kelly and David Parkhouse, the long-term injuries, is a big blow for them. You know, you take that for us, that would be like losing, you know, Matthew Shevlin and probably Stephen Lowry. For us, that's two big players for Ballymena, and that'd be tough for any team. So, yeah, obviously, we can only beat what's out in front of us. And as at Derby games, everyone goes out the window. But as Colin said, I think we've played well in every game this season, probably bar Cliftonville in the first half. So we should have plenty of confidence. We're scoring plenty of goals as well. So all in all, probably scored it for a 0-0. But no, I do think there'll be plenty of goals in it. And hopefully Coleraine can bang in it.
Coleraine playing down the hill towards the railway end, second half, maybe.
If there's a hill there, somebody's in trouble.
Psychologically, there's a wee hill there, isn't there? There always is.
I have to tell you, Damien, there is a slight towards the railway as yet. So
yes, I can see it now. Just in the last minute, the crowd sucking the winner in at the bottom end there. Well, you know what? Everything's set up. Everything's in place. Hopefully, as you said at the start, Colin, the next couple of days, we get a wee bit of it, get the place tidied up, get it all pitch perfect, as they say. I'm sure you'll be working right up till Saturday morning, maybe just to try and get the thing finished off. But I suppose all that's in place. All that remains is for the boys out there and the fans to play their part and keeping the run going. It's, as you say, it's almost like the start of the season, the first home game. But 3 points on Saturday, and you're right up in the mix at the top of that table, Colin, aren't you?
Absolutely, and you've got to keep in there, Damien. And and that's what we have got to say with the squad sizes that the others we've just mentioned there have. We've got to try to keep as close as we possibly can to these teams, because when suspensions, injuries and so forth kick in, January, February type time, around the turn of the year, we need to be in a position, as Coleraine have proven that they're capable of doing over the last lot of years. So, yeah, like 3 points is everything on a Saturday. It makes a great weekend for us all. I have to say, the point that we got on Saturday, we were coming down the road, I was very contented. You would like the three, and you could pick, yeah, we should have done this, we should have done that. You can do that in every game. But listen, I think I was just content on Saturday with the point, because I knew we had gone toe-to-toe with a very, very good football team, and we had come away with a deserved point. And this Saturday, Derby games are Derby games, 3 points. I don't want to do any, I don't want to say anything controversial here because I've got an awful lot of Ballymena friends here who...
Use your words carefully.
No,
you don't give them any ammunition.
Absolutely. So all I can say, I'll say what they would say, we would love the 3 points on Saturday and I'll make it a weekend.
There you are. Johnny, what about you? Between now and Saturday, I would guess as one of the guys in the media team at the club, you're going to be a hella busy putting out stuff between now and Saturday.
Genuinely hasn't stopped. The screen time would be good for this week. There's still a little bit of stuff to go out, and that's all part of the fun, and that just shows you where we're going as a club. Obviously, content maybe 2 or 3 years ago would have been bleak heading into a match, but now I've got a lot to do and a lot of good volunteers around the media team as well that help me. So yep, look, all exciting times. I just can't wait the Saturday to get things going and see what the showgrounds is like and hear fans at the ground. It's going to be surreal again hearing, seeing people walking in the blue and white at the showgrounds. But that's what it's going to be. We're all looking forward to it, and hopefully we can have a 3 points to celebrate.
And it's surreal for us, and it'll be surreal for a lot of guys that possibly haven't been to. Like, we were fortunate last year, even during the lockdown and the COVID, the pandemic, everything. As media, we still were fortunate enough to go and attend games. There are probably people that haven't been maybe to a game in months.
It's surreal to even think that. I know there's fans in for that Linfield game 3 days before the season ended. I think even before that, I don't think there was hardly a fan in that season, apart from the first few games of the season. So you could see fans, that could be the first match in absolute donkeys at the showground. So they'll be looking forward to a short trip. Obviously, we've been on our travels for the last for every fixture, even non-competitive and competitive. It's going to be weird on a Saturday just going down 5 miles or whatever down the road instead of a week 55. But it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to get down. And I think a lot of credit has to go to the board and go to the friends and go to Garva and everyone else who's chipped in to make this project happen. And I think the key thing to take from this is that it's not going to be fully finished by Saturday. There's going to be maybe like a paint that needs done here, a screw or two put in there, but it's going to be done, and it's our ground and it's our club. And that's definitely something that we should be proud of.
Yeah, well, fine words, Johnny, and a good place as any to wrap this week's podcast up. As I say, it's Wednesday. The boys will be training tomorrow night, and then it's all focus on Saturday. And it promises to be a real red letter day, doesn't it? I mean, with the new pitch, the post-COVID, et cetera, it all. So let's just hope and pray that it all finishes and that 5:30 comes and or 5 o'clock comes on Saturday and we're all still happy and smiling. So... in the meantime, Colin, Chairman, thank you very much for your time. I'm sure you're a busy, busy man. So we appreciate you taking your time and telling us all about where we're at with the project. So thank you very much, Colin.
Eamon, thank you very much. I'd just like to commend you guys for what you are doing here. It's raising the profile of the club. And look, it has gone to, I wouldn't say the next level, it's gone a number of differing levels in my time at the club. And we're very, very grateful to everything you guys do. I understand. I'm not a great IT expert, but I understand the power of social media and in business. And we are a business, and you guys are doing an absolute wonderful job for us there. So I'd like to thank you personally for that there, and on behalf of the board, because, as I said, we've gone up not one level, we've gone up a number of levels here. And like, our social media is as good as any team in the Irish League who have much bigger budgets. I know Johnny's looking at me to say what budget than you guys have. So that in itself speaks volumes for what you are doing. So thanks very much, guys.
Thank you very much, Colin. That's very nice of you to say, and that's to everybody behind the scenes there as well. So, Johnny, again, thank you for your input as ever, and keep up the good work. And I'll have word with Colin after the programme and see if we get a budget for you.
Great. Couple of grand a month should do it.
That should cover you, shouldn't it? That'll do you. Right, guys. All the very best. Thank you very much. And here, we'll see you all on Saturday.
Thanks very much, man.
Yep, see you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Wherever you're at on Saturday, if you're making it to the game, I hope you enjoy the occasion. If not, keep an eye out on the Korean Football Club socials, the radio, etc., for updates from the showgrounds regularly. And hopefully we'll have another 3 points to celebrate on Saturday and keep our eyes up the table. So, as ever, from me, Damien Mullen, keep up the support and come on the Bandsiders.